feels quiet. Am I talking? I'm on time? Yeah, no, I'm fine. It's not quiet, Colin. I was quiet. It wasn't quiet. I was quiet. When that is done, will you make me a cup of coffee? Thank you very much. All the cups should be clean now, so you can use whichever one you want. I wouldn't use the cup that I had to repair because it's sharp from all the fucking glue and probably not a great repair job for the second time I had to repair it. Hello! You ready?
Yeah, I'm
welcome ready. To the Loud Neighbors Podcast. My name is Trevor. I'm here with Colin.
That's me.
Colin, do you want to talk about abortion this week? How about apartheid? Any other fucking hot button issues you want to hit?
Actually, yes.
Oh, no. Let's hear it.
The show Peacemaker.
Okay.
It's a hot button issue, right?
How much of it have you watched?
I'm up. I'm current.
Did you watch episode five last night then?
Yep. Yeah. I made Doria start watching, because I watched the first four episodes during the week, and then I was like, Doria, you should watch this.
I mean.
And she watched the first episode, and she's like, this is weird. I'm like, don't. Just.
I think all women should watch it just for that fucking first episode where John Cena's just in his underwear dancing around to hair metal. How could that not, like, I jerked off to that scene. I don't know how women would.
The funniest part is, like, the fucking second episode came up and she, like, you know, the intro started and it gives you the skip intro option. She's like, I think I'm just going to watch it again.
Yeah. Every time.
And then she apparently skipped on episode four and then the fifth episode. I'm like, why didn't you skip it? She was like, I missed it.
Yeah. It's so good.
It's so silly.
It's amazing. It's fucking weird monkey arm dance. Yeah.
Fucking great.
John Cena's fucking, he's a perfect human.
He's the best human.
Oh, man.
Yeah. That show is fucking hysterical.
It's amazing.
And it's so well written. He's just the perfect, he's just great in that role.
Yeah.
You know, him, spoilers, I guess.
Yeah.
Him just being in complete denial that his dad's just the most racist piece of shit on
just
the planet.
An awful, like he's a literal white supremacist supervillain.
Yes.
I love it because, like, he's this fucking super, like, well-meaning, like, tender-hearted fucking teddy bear, but he's just a misogynist fucking piece of shit. He's a misogynist, he's a fucking serial killer, he's just a piece of shit, but he means well, and he, like, really, he's always trying to do the right thing. He just, what he thinks is the right thing is always kind of fucked up.
Right.
It's so funny. He's so endearing.
He has a very warped sense of
like morality.
Duty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucking amazing.
Fuck, man. All the glam metal fucking music. Glam rock music. It's so fucking great. Fucking Firehouse and Hanoi Rocks. Yeah. Jesus. It's so bad, but fucking great at the same time.
Goddamn.
It's like the... But I think... what's his name now? I can't remember his name. Is the other superhero...
Oh, Vigilante.
Vigilante. Goddamn, that dude is great.
Did you watch... So, this is double funny to me. You didn't watch Arrow much, did you?
No.
So, Vigilante ended up being one of the big villains of Arrow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, Adrian Chase became, like, one of the most fucked up villains on that show. Because, like, Arrow's take on Adrian Chase was a very serious, very fucked up psychopath who was, like, hell-bent on taking Oliver Queen down and, like, murders some of his family and fucking, like, takes his son hostage or some shit and, like, murders his fucking son's mom and, like, he's fucked up and, like, he's like some rich guy who, like, gets into every aspect of fucking Oliver Queen's life and fucks with it. So to see him as just, like, a doofus is amazing.
Okay.
I'm like, I like this. I like that it's still Adrian Chase. I like this fucking portrayal of him is just totally fucking ridiculous. Still a complete fucking psychopath.
Right.
But in kind of the entire opposite way, where he just wants friends.
Yeah. He's pretty fucking great. It's like that scene where they pulled up in front of his dad's house. He's like, why is the American flag upside down? John Cena's like, I don't know, some deep state stuff. He's like, or your dad's a huge racist.
I fucking love when they, I think it's episode 3, when they finally find the first, like, the senator's family who are, like, the aliens or whatever. And fucking, and Peacemaker hesitates to kill him. And then Adrian and fucking Vigilante's there. And he's just, like, whistling and, like, humming along and just murdering this fucking family.
Very Deadpoolish.
Yeah. Yeah. He's fucking great.
Yeah, that dude's awesome. But anyway, on Facebook, Kavarius posted something about Marvel movies being great and the best and awesome because they gross so highly. I'm like, I mean, that doesn't necessarily make them good because Star Wars also grosses very highly and it's not good.
And the Marvel movies are, some of them are amazing. Like Spider-Man was great.
Yeah, it was.
Thor Ragnarok was very, very fun.
Yes.
The first Iron Man and the first Captain America were fucking masterpieces.
Yeah, those were really good.
And then every other movie was like, what if we just keep making that first Thor and that first Iron Man over and over again, but to a lesser degree and a lesser quality?
Yeah. And then I'd also throw the Guardians movies in there as a...
Yeah, but they're different. So they're like, they're very fun. And then every now and then, but also like lately, their movies have been Black Widow, which was not... Which was fine.
I didn't watch it.
I saw
Captain Marvel was fucking garbage.
Captain Marvel sucked. I think I enjoyed Black Widow because I saw it at the drive-in.
Black Panther's in that list of top movie grossing movies of all time. And guess what? That movie is fucking terrible.
It's probably the worst Marvel movie.
Had a really good fucking lead.
Yeah.
But like, I think it was just wasted.
Shang-Chi, I've heard nothing good about. Eternals looked boring.
Yeah. Shang-Chi, I was just like, I don't know what, like, is this, what the fuck is this?
He's a Chinese kung fu guy.
Yeah. Oh.
In London, I think.
Cool.
He's like a kung fu detective, I think.
Sweet.
I hear the comics are fun, but I hear the movie is like not kung fu detective shit. It's, you know, Marvel bullshit.
Yeah. So Marvel action from minute one to the end.
It's that exact same movie formula that they've been putting out for the past fucking 12 years.
Yeah.
Where nothing changes. I think why that new Spider-Man movie was so good is because it was different from the formula of all of the rest of these movies. Whereas every other fucking Marvel movie is superhero accidentally creates an evil version of himself somehow. And then superhero has to take down an evil version of himself. Look, Black Panther is the ultimate example of what every Marvel movie is, because it's Black Panther. He becomes the Black Panther. He starts fighting crime. Then somehow he accidentally created an evil Black Panther who's literally just wearing an extra Black Panther suit, and two Black Panthers fight each other with the same powers in the same suit.
Yeah.
Like, they've been doing it since Iron Man 1, when Iron Man's villain was Ironmonger.
Yeah.
And it's every Marvel movie. But that new Spider-Man movie is like, what if instead of just fighting a different Spider-Man,
we put Willem Dafoe in the movie?
We put Willem Dafoe back in the movie, and we remember that Sam Raimi did this the first time and the best time.
Yeah.
Remember that nobody's done Spider-Man better than Sam Raimi.
I really hate that he still gets shit on. Like, people shit on Sam Raimi for the third one.
I mean, it was bad.
Yeah, but it wasn't his fault.
He didn't want to do Venom.
Like, he tanked it on fucking purpose. Yeah. Like, I'm pretty sure there's interviews of him saying that he did that on purpose. Because he said, no, this is too much shit in this movie.
Yeah.
We don't need this much. And Sony was like, yes, we do. We have to sell Venom toys.
Yep.
Fuck you, Sony.
Yep.
Idiots.
Good job, dummies.
Fuck.
I hope it was worth it, because now you have, like, the highest grossing superhero movie ever. I don't think so.
I know a guy. It jumped real high real quick.
I mean, it's definitely the highest grossing movie since pandemic.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure it broke $1 billion, but I don't think it's number one. I don't think it beat Avengers Endgame or whatever the fuck is current number one.
I think I like the Avengers movies the least out of all of them.
Yeah, that's fair.
I
mean, I like them in the way that, like, you like the big crossover comics, where they're not as good of a story, but it's cool to see all the characters you've been reading about team up to punch the guy.
Sure. I remember the old Versus comics.
Yeah.
Where they'd have, like, fucking the Hulk and Wolverine fighting each other for no fucking reason other than they're fighting each other.
Yeah.
It's fucking great.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to see the fucking Hulk punching the Wolverine and then right. getting stabbed for it.
And, you know, Wolverine calling him Bud or yeah. Bub.
Bub. Hey, Bub. Enough said.
Oh, man. I used to like comics.
You know what the best Marvel comic I've ever read is? I'm not a big Marvel guy. Like, I like the movies. I liked the cartoons. I love the X-Men cartoon.
You're a Batman guy. I don't know. I can just deduce that from...
I don't know how.
Being around you for a little bit.
But my favorite Marvel comic I've ever read is this comic that came out, like, in the early 90s called Venom Death Trap The Vault.
Yeah.
Okay, so... In the Marvel Universe, all the supervillains get locked into this fucking supervillain prison called the Vault. That's designed to contain... Mm-hmm. It's like their version of fucking... I don't know. I think there's a few of them, because there's the Raft in Spider-Man as well. But, anyway, the Vault is, like, buried under DC or some shit. It's deep underground, and it's all supervillains in there.
Mm-hmm.
So, the story of Death Trap the Vault is Venom... basically breaks out of his cell and kidnaps all the guards and starts releasing prisoners. And I don't remember exactly what, I think they can't get all the way out of the prison. They've just taken over the prison. So anyway, it's just Venom murdering guards left and right, like every 15 minutes until they meet his demands. And then like the Avengers and like a bunch of other superhero teams have to like show up and break into the prison to try to stop fucking Venom from murdering all the guards.
Hmm.
It's pretty good.
Interesting.
That's the best thing Marvel's ever done. Everything else Marvel does sucks.
I disagree.
Marvel sucks. Just kidding.
My favorite Marvel comic was the Astonishing X-Men.
Yeah, that's
Age
fair.
Of Apocalypse.
Yeah, that shit was good too.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I like Joe Mad shit, and you know his art style's awesome. Yeah.
His Magneto looked fucking awesome.
Yes. His fucking Apocalypse looked fucking awesome too.
I have
Apocalypse. Has he been in anything other than that really shitty X-Men movie where he looked like a fucking piece of poop
where he looked like Ivan Ooze from the Power Rangers
fucking
movie?
Oh my god.
No is the answer.
Fuck. He's like one of my favorite villains in all the comic books. Him and fucking Omega Red.
Yeah, all right.
Omega Red was fucking awesome,
too. Omega Red's awesome. No, he hasn't been in anything done well. Hopefully Marvel will one day do X-Men in the movies and they'll be good finally.
Yeah.
There'll be one good X-Men movie finally.
Fox still own X-Men?
Yeah, but Disney owns Fox, so...
Oh my god.
That's why Disney bought Fox, was to get X-Men and the Fantastic Four back.
Fuck, man.
Disney bought...
When are they erasing that universe that they built up over the last 20 years because it's dog shit?
I would imagine somewhere during the Multiverse of Madness, which is the next Doctor Strange movie, I imagine there's going to be cameos of those X-Men from the alternate universe.
Oh, I hope so.
And then hopefully they'll introduce real X-Men.
Not
either real X-Men or real Fantastic Four. Either of those I would be happy with.
I think the only thing X-Men ever did that wasn't like those movies did that I didn't hate was Hugh Jackman.
Yeah. Well, the first, until they get to the plot of the first X-Men movie, it's like the opening scene where it's fucking Magneto in the fucking Jewish death camps is fucking great.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Wolverine and the
that
fucking
first movie, I mean,
it's great until... It's literally a good movie until Halle Berry shows up.
Yeah. She's the fucking worst.
She can't act.
Oh, my God.
She's bad.
Ugh. The same thing that happens to everything else.
Okay.
Ugh. Who wrote that fucking line for you?
I think she wrote it because she didn't want to make the funny joke. Because obviously they were setting up the It Croaks joke, right? You know what happens with a toad when it's struck by lightning? It croaks.
Yeah.
It's a bad line, but...
It's better than the same thing that happens to everything else.
Just cut the line out. Just don't say a fucking quip. What the fuck?
Also cut her out.
Yeah.
And just don't have Storm.
No.
Or just, you know, make Storm a shadowy figure that you don't hear or see.
All right, if you're recasting the X-Men, who do you cast as Storm?
I don't know actors and actresses that well right now.
Yeah, neither do I.
That's why it's difficult for me.
Also, if I was casting an X-Men movie in the 90s, I wouldn't have cast Halle Berry. I would have cast Pam Grier, but That's just because I like women who can act.
Sure. Also, no. I mean, if you, I don't know. Who is that one broad from the Grace Jones?
No, I said women who can act.
She didn't have to act. She's like African.
Yeah.
Doesn't that work? Isn't that like...
How did that work for Halle Berry?
Halle Berry's not African.
Yeah, that seems racist.
She's African-American.
No.
I don't know. I really did like the idea of Channing Tatum as Gambit, though.
Is he even Cajun? Can he go this? Can he's, he do the accent, mon ami?
I'm sure he could. He's a good actor.
Whoever they had.
I don't hate the guy.
I don't know. They fucked up not making an X-Men movie in the 90s when they could have had Jean-Claude Van Damme be Gambit, which would have been perfect.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Oh,
God. You're going to talk about people who can't act, and then you're like, Jean-Claude Van Damme would be great in this role. Speaking of motherfuckers who can't act, Jesus Christ, about. He's awful. Awful. He
said, you made the wrong bet. Because the guy bet against him in Lionheart. He says, you made the wrong bet, and then he fucking won. And then it turns out the guy actually bet for him. He just wanted to piss Van Damme off so he'd beat up the fucking guy at the end of Lionheart.
Fuck, man. God, he's so bad.
Fuck you, Rob Van Damme. I mean,
Rob Van Damme?
Jean-Claude Van Damme is great.
Rob Van Damme, I agree, probably would have been all right.
All right. There we go. Rob Van Damme as Gambit.
And just does frog splashes on everybody.
Fucking Taz as Wolverine.
Oh, yeah. That would have been perfect. Oh, man. So, I've seen some stuff of Taz's kid.
That boy's a fucking monster, isn't he?
Yeah.
Like, he's not big, but goddamn, no. Every move he does is like, so smooth and perfect. Like, his fucking judo throws. I'm like, bro. Yeah.
I like that his entire wrestling style is just his dad's.
Yeah.
I appreciate that for
except
reasons.
For he's got that real fucking, like, almost Justin Bieber asshole swagger.
Yeah, he does.
Where he just fucking walks the ring with his stupid hair, just with like, that fucking
fuck, man,
bad
dude.
Motherfucker strut, and then he just murders people.
Watching some of the suplexes he's doing, I'm like,
yeah.
Damn.
Hook is all a
right.
Hook is a bad motherfucker, man.
Apparently the Royal Rumble was yesterday.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I did. You didn't care.
I'm sure I didn't, but I was just like, just kind of wondering about that.
Yeah, the Royal Rumble was yesterday. And I care so little about what's going on in WWE that I didn't even watch it.
I mean, I see fucking occasional highlights and there's nothing.
Do you want me to here? I'll pull up the results.
Okay. Yeah. Let's cover something we didn't see.
Yeah.
Should be good.
Yeah. Cause we can commentate cause you've watched wrestling for almost your entire life. I as well have watched wrestling for almost my entire life.
I mean, I think you've been watching it longer than you've been alive.
That's, well, no, because I got into it when I was like 6 or 7 originally. All right, let me pull up these Royal Rumble results. We'll start here. Universal Championship, Roman Reigns versus Seth Rollins.
Jesus Christ, that's still a thing?
Yeah, Seth Rollins wins by disqualification, so Roman Reigns is still champion.
This is the reason nobody watches that anymore.
Yeah.
Because of Roman Reigns.
This isn't the worst thing that happened tonight. Wait till you hear the worst thing.
Oh, no.
We'll keep going. Women's Royal Rumble match. This one was pretty cool. An unexpected winner. Ronda Rousey's back.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So Ronda Rousey won the Women's Royal Rumble. Raw Women's Championship. Becky Lynch fought Doudrop.
This big fucking dump truck of a woman.
She looks like she doesn't look like a wrestler. Like,
she looks like King Kong Bundy, kinda.
But, like, she looks happy. Like, she's got, like, this weird baby face that is just, like, unmenacing in any way. She just kinda looks like, she looks like a nice mom. You know what I mean?
What fucking kind of name is that, though?
I don't know. She had a different name, and Vince McMahon hates all of his wrestlers.
Oh my gosh, she kinda looks like Becky. She looks a little bit like Amy Schumer.
Yeah, kinda. All right, here's where the knight gets interesting and then stupid.
Does she injure people less than the
She doesn't. I don't think I think
the
she's
Rock's cousin.
I actually, from what I understand, she's actually a really good wrestler.
Is she?
That's what I've heard. I've not watched a single match with her, but from what I understand, people liked her and were pissed when they named her Doudrop. WWE Championship, Brock Lesnar versus Bobby Lashley. Wanna take it? Brock Lesnar was the
Brock
defending
Lesnar
champion.
Won, of course.
Bobby Lashley defeats Brock Lesnar to win the title.
Wow.
Do you know why they did that?
Why?
So Brock Lesnar could be number 30 in the Royal Rumble and win the Royal Rumble. Because they really want Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. And they didn't want to unify the titles, so they had to get the title off of Brock Lesnar before WrestleMania.
Why do they want the same match that they've had for 15 fucking years?
Isn't that exciting that Brock Lesnar lost a match and then won the Rumble? 10 years running,
I think it's basically been Brock Lesnar and fucking Roman Reigns.
Also, one of the times I'm pretty sure it's because Roman Reigns lost his title match and then won the Royal Rumble in exactly this way.
Oh, God.
It's fucking awful.
Is Vince still alive?
Yes.
Clearly.
Here's some commentary from Reddit. Even if you forget about the ending, the Rumble match was not great anyway. So,
John Morrison or Kofi Kingston didn't do anything crazy?
John Morrison is no longer with the company.
Oh, wow. That
didn't
last very long.
He is a free agent. Hopefully he will show up on Dynamite where they will do something with him.
No.
And I don't know.
Well,
I didn't watch
Roman Reigns, so why would they do anything with him in WWE?
Right. Somebody
He's just more talented than Roman Reigns.
Somebody on Reddit posted like, within a year, Austin Theory is going to be in the title picture. I'm like, bro, Austin Theory is like not.
Who?
Exactly. He's a really big deal in NXT.
Okay.
He'd be really great.
Yeah,
probably.
None of the NXT people really do anything anymore.
Most of them have been fired.
They get, well, but I mean, even when they were like bringing them up, getting pushes, and then they just fizzle.
Well, there's a reason. Apparently Vince has a fucking vendetta against Triple H.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Like, he's gutted NXT, pushed Triple H out of it, and completely rebranded it, fired everybody who was running it with Triple H, fired William Regal.
Yeah, I saw that.
And
Jesus Christ.
Fired, basically released or fired or benched all of the people Triple H was pushing down there. And, like, fucking rebranded it with a bunch of... It's basically just WWE-type shit, you know, athletes and fucking...
Yeah.
You know, 6'5" guys with no talent.
Hmm.
And boring as shit. And then it's all, like, this weird rainbow-colored designs and shit. Now, it sucks.
Really?
People are pissed. Because people loved NXT.
Yeah, it was, like, the only good thing they had fucking going.
And it is.
Because the only person with any goddamn sense in that company was running it.
It's now basically Sunday Night Heat.
Oh, my God.
But fortunately for everybody, Colin, there is AEW Dynamite, which continues to be, you know what it reminds me of? When WCW was at the top of its game, when WCW was really fucking good, that's what AEW reminds me of.
It is all rainbowy and stupid.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's terrible. The best wrestler they had left was this guy named Walter, who's this big German fuck.
Yeah.
Who just, he's kind of like... like kind of a dumpier looking Brock Lesnar. He just fucking murder. He just eats people. Like, he's a fucking monster.
Okay.
That's his gimmick. Like, he's just a very serious, no nonsense fucking catch as catch can wrestler. Like fucking, like a German Lance Storm.
He does look like Lance Storm.
Yeah. He's a bad motherfucker. So they changed his name to Gunther.
What the fuck?
Even better.
Also, why the fucking Walter is already a terrible name for a wrestler.
Yeah, but like...
I fucking hate, like, this new... The past 10, 15 years
of
where Vince is just like,
name.
Oh, normal name. Chris Wrestlerton.
Yeah.
Like...
I generally agree, but I think for Walter specifically it worked because he's just this no-nonsense fucking Black Trunks worker... I'm Walter. I'm here to kick your ass. And then, you know, the fucking crowd goes crazy chanting for Walter. And so it's just kind of funny. But then Vince is like, oh, he's German? We're going to name him not just Gunther originally. They trademarked the name Gunther Stark without typing Gunther Stark into Google. Which,
like Tony Stark's dad or something?
If you type Gunther Stark into Google, you'll know he's like... The number one U-boat captain who was sinking British ships during World War II.
Yeah.
He was a Nazi fucking U-boat captain.
Perfect. Hey, that would have flew in the 80s.
So they took this fucking Austrian-German wrestler, you know, and they made his men, they basically went all everywhere short of naming him Hitler.
Yeah.
They took this Austrian guy who they pretend is German, and they fucking basically named him Adolf Hitler. And they didn't quite slap a fucking Nazi armband on him, but they fucking might as well have. And then the internet's like, bro. So like, we're going to drop the Stark. He's just Gunther. I'm like, or maybe just leave Walter because Walter was over. Like, fucking, he's a guy from NXT UK.
Yeah.
Has anybody ever watched NXT UK?
Mm-mm.
Absolutely not.
Except for people in the UK.
Yeah. But everybody knows who fucking Walter is. That's how over he is in NXT UK. You know what I'm saying?
Like, again, that company's going to suck until Vince dies.
Well, and then it's going to suck worse because fucking I'm pretty sure Vince like left the company to this fucking whoever the other Khan is. Not Tony Khan, but Evil Khan.
Mm-hmm.
There's some fucking guy who is like an executive at some television company who's basically running... The reason they're doing all these firings and shit is because Vince brought this guy in.
Oh, and he's like cleaning house.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
The other rumor is Vince is trying really hard to sell before he dies.
I mean, what for what purpose?
I don't know. Apparently he doesn't have enough money to bury
him. With?
Yeah. Apparently he's like, I can't quite afford Nicolas Cage's fucking pyramid.
Like your whole goddamn family are millionaires and you're a fucking billionaire.
Also... I guarantee you at least two out of his three kids slash fucking in-law kids would like to just inherit that company and continue to run it, you know,
yeah,
like you did from your dad.
Right.
But no, he's definitely
wants, he's a greedy fuck.
He's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
He's not a good person.
No.
Which is a bummer.
Yeah, it is. Ugh. That's stupid. Disappointing.
Yeah.
And apparently, I was reading Brock Lesnar is just trying to be Hangman Adam Page now.
Oh, he just wore a cowboy hat once. I mean,
oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, Brock Lesnar owns a ranch.
I know. I understand that. I'm Jesus like, I get Christ. It. He probably is more of a cowboy than Adam Page.
Probably.
But I mean,
I fucking love Hangman Adam Page. If you're
blatantly just ripping the other company's top fucking ideas, that's a bit cheesy.
I think he just wore
especially when it's Brock Lesnar. Like, you don't need to give him a silly gimmick. He's Brock Lesnar.
He's fucking... I think
there's a reason he's 45 years old, still fucking doing the same goddamn wrestling moves, and everybody's like, oh, yeah. I love him!
I mean, he's...
Because he's a big, sweaty man. He turns into Majin Buu, and that's all anybody cares about.
Yeah. No, I think he just wore a cowboy hat out once.
Oh, okay.
I think that's all it was. I don't think it was a whole gimmick shift or anything. I think he was just happened to be wearing a cowboy hat, so everybody started piling on, because...
Okay.
That's how wrestling fans roll. Oh, my God. Colin, speaking of wrestling.
Okay.
I have a new favorite wrestler.
Who?
I've got a new wrestling shirt. I don't have it yet. Andy bought it for me. But that's the first new wrestling shirt I've had in 20 years. The first wrestler I've wanted a shirt for in 20 years.
Okay.
Did you watch Dynamite this week by any chance?
No.
So during the main event, they're grappling and then fucking it's Orange Cassidy. Was it Orange Cassidy? Yeah, it's Orange Cassidy versus...
He's the guy with his hands in his pockets all the time. Okay.
He's fighting Adam Cole, baby, in a no DQ lights out match, which just means it's unsanctioned, so it can get bloody.
Okay.
Adam Cole's trying to dig a chair out from under the ring, and he's struggling, and he pulls it out, and it comes out with this fucking weird-looking littler guy in a weird suit with his face all painted up, kind of like Sting, but not exactly. It's this man, and then he goes... He points at him like a fucking...
Is he a homunculi?
I don't know. He's very... I'm very nice. I'm very evil. His name is fucking Danhausen.
Okay.
Just... I'm going to send you some Danhausen videos. Everybody, if you like wrestling, go look up Danhausen videos. He might be the funniest fucking person I've ever seen in wrestling.
Really?
Yeah, he's this little fucking guy with, like, kind of Sting-type makeup. I'm very evil. And he walks around doing, like old, like, vampire movie poses like this. Like, He's like a fucking... Do you know who Dr. Sanguinary's creature feature is? He's like a fucking wrestling version of a horror movie host. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Okay. He talks like this. I am very evil.
But like, he fucks up everybody's... So he's following around like he's got these like vlog series. Apparently he's super fucking over on the internet. He's been on Conan O'Brien and shit. But he goes around... to like wrestling conventions, and every time he's at wrestling conventions, he finds Billy Gunn and his kids. So Billy Gunn's sons both wrestle now, Colton and the other one. and they're called the Gun Club, right? And he's like, oh, it is the Ass Boys. And he's like, your names are Ass, right? They're like, no. Like, but your dad is Bill Ass. His underwear say Mr. Ass. His name is Bill Ass. It's so goddamn funny. Just,
is it?
Yes. Oh my God, go watch it. Trust me.
It doesn't sound so funny.
But it is.
Okay.
The Rock doesn't sound funny when you describe him either, but he fucking is.
That's fair.
Oh my God. Look, this fucking Ric Flair is an old drunk. He's fucking awesome. He's Ric Flair. Get over it.
Okay.
The fucking Danhausen. He's like, so it started off as a joke because I usually hate these stupid indie shit gimmick wrestlers. Like, I can't stand Orange Cassidy.
Yeah.
So this guy comes out and he just like points and then he just shuffles away like he doesn't belong there. And I'm like, Andy, what the fuck is going on? He's like, oh, it's Danhausen. It's stupid. So Andy's getting pissed about it. So I'm just like, oh, well, then I'm just going to pretend to be way into it. So I just started fucking with him, and like all day at work on Friday, I'm just pointing at him like fucking Danhausen. And he's like, fuck you, I'm buying you a shirt. I'm like, good, I'll wear it every day. So he fucking orders me a fucking Danhausen shirt.
All right.
And then so like last night, we're laying in bed, me and April just start watching Danhausen vlogs just to see what this guy's all about. And then like it went from a joke to like, I genuinely fucking love this guy. He's fucking hilarious.
Huh.
So,
I'll be the judge of that.
Yeah, that's fine. If you don't agree with me, you're wrong.
Of course.
Dan, I am Danhausen.
Oh, God.
I'm a Fanhausen now, is what I'm saying.
Sounds awful.
It is, but in all the right ways.
Okay.
It's fucking great. Man, it's fucking great. Very nice. Very evil.
I should see if I got anything.
Well, I got a story I can rant about.
Okay.
This popped up on my... So you know how you open Google on your phone and it just gives you a bunch of stories? Pretty sure Dick talked about this on the Dick Show, but it popped up in my stories today, dated January 28th, so... These don't weigh me cards are game-changing for doctor's appointments, Colin.
Oh, Jesus.
It's a business card you hand to the doctor when you go in because you can't speak to your doctor, apparently. That says, first of all, it's in like four different fonts, because that's, and there's this weird, I think the right side is supposed to be a fat belly. It says, here, look at it.
That is not art.
It says, please, in red, and then in black, boldface, don't weigh me unless it's, in parentheses, really medically necessary. Don't weigh me unless it's really medically necessary.
It's literally medically necessary every time
you go to the doctor. And then in small font under that, if you really need my weight, please tell me why so that I can give you my informed consent.
Yeah, because they want to see if you're at risk for diabetes or heart disease or stroke or any number of other
things. That doesn't sound like it's really medically necessary.
It is.
None of that is heart disease medically necessary, Colin.
There are...
Diabetes, is that even a medical condition? I think that's just that guy's mustache.
There are dozens of studies done that prove obesity and overweightness, I guess, can cause health problems in life.
For many people.
Dozens of them.
Regardless of size. Stepping on the scale at the doctor's office can be a triggering, harmful experience.
Yeah, you're embarrassed.
Please don't weigh me. Cards may
fix
offer
it.
A solution.
See, here's the thing. They want to fucking like mold the rest of the world to basically conform to their worldview, which they think it's okay until somebody points out that it's not, and then they're embarrassed. So they want that embarrassment to disappear rather than fixing the problem that they have.
Here's the thing. I don't need you to step on a scale to know. I can just look at you.
I mean,
I could look at Colin here and be like, you'd probably go to the gym, Colin.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I don't need you to step on. I don't need this card. You got diabetes, Colin, is what I'm saying.
Thanks.
The cards, which are gaining a ton of attention online, were created by morelove.org, an online resource created to help parents raise kids who are free from body hate, disordered eating, and eating disorders. You mean like a healthy diet? Is a healthy diet an eating disorder now?
Yeah.
They're a subtle way to send a strong message to medical staff. Please don't weigh me unless it's really medically necessary. If you're, yeah, that's exactly what the card says. Being weighed, particularly in blah, 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 blah. So, here's my other problem with this, other than it's just dumb as fuck. And,
I mean, they like to keep a running record of your weight to see, like, how you...
Also, weight fluctuations, even going... Like, even if you're losing weight, steep weight fluctuations between visits unhealthy. Is unhealthy. So...
Well, can be unhealthy.
How much do you want to bet all of the people carrying these cards around and talking about how great they are and how much of a game changer are wearing 6 or 7 masks and telling everybody to trust the science?
Yeah, well...
Trust the science, Colin, unless right. It's about how, you know, heart disease and diabetes and fucking...
Unless it's reality.
Yeah.
Right.
Some fat chick on Facebook says, and I'm not saying this, her fucking Facebook handle is Fatty MPH. The inimitable, whatever the fuck that word is, Dr. Something sharing a hashtag diagnosis fat story that illustrates the gap between why it makes sense for doctors to ask about nutrition in theory, screening for deficiency-related illness, and what happens in practice, blaming fat people for symptoms and denying care.
It's like that fucking, the dick show. They got that article where, like, some fucking TMZ photographer got all these pictures, these candids of Tess Holliday just fucking destroying an entire concession stand.
Yeah.
Like, all looking like she's sitting, like, a hot dog.
Yeah.
A funnel cake. Another hot dog.
I feel like
something
I'm being,
else. A like turkey
I'm,
leg.
I feel like I'm being judged for my trips to the Ren Fair.
But, like... Just fucking, like, at least a dozen food items.
Yeah.
And, like, I guess she was complaining about it. And I'm like, I mean...
It was cheat day.
Every day is cheat day for that woman, Trevor.
Here's the tweet. Here's a tweet about medical fat phobia. At the end of 2020, I had a host of strange medical symptoms.
From being fat.
No, listen. Erratic mood, low energy, numbness in my hands, and fuck, I might be fat. I have
Jesus
all of these.
Christ, that's
quick
like
weight gain.
Diabetic fucking symptoms.
It took months for doctors to find out I had a serious B12 deficiency. My B12 levels were undetectably low in my blood work.
Oh, that was it? That was the only thing, was the B12 deficiency?
I bet a healthy
Here's the thing.
I bet healthy exercise and diet wouldn't have fixed the vitamin deficiency. Eating properly, eating a good diet definitely
Not
doesn't help with
your funnel cakes and fucking corn dogs all the time.
Maybe getting a little bit of sun and fucking eating healthy probably wouldn't help with vitamin deficiencies.
So here's the thing. Like, I got nothing against fat people. I'm a fat guy.
Yeah.
You know.
Seen ya. It's gross.
Yeah, thanks. Jesus Christ. But like, embrace it or shut the fuck up about it.
That's
like,
kind
I get
of my
it.
Thing.
Nobody should fucking sit there and just rag on you about it.
Right.
But I mean, when you're fucking telling doctors to don't bring it up, basically.
Yeah. Figure out why I have diabetes. Also, don't blame my weight.
That's that line in the sand that, like, we shouldn't allow people to cross.
Like,
and when they try to cross it, they should be shot.
Like, hey, I weigh 400 pounds. I don't understand why I have joint pain.
Right.
But it's not the 400 pounds. Okay.
Right.
Then I can't help you.
Yeah.
What do you want? I don't.
Well, they can't deny them care. It's the, I think, the real problem.
No, these people, they brought a card that says deny me care. The card says, please deny me care. That's what the card says.
I give right.
What do you want? Wow. My hands are tied. You got a fucking business card. You got a totally officially medically researched business card. That says weight and heart disease aren't related, so...
It's a level of retardation that I'm unable to comprehend.
Look, all I'm saying is Kevin Smith's massive heart attack a couple years had nothing to do with his horrible fucking diet of eating nothing but junk food for 42 years.
Yeah.
He was just... He just happened to have a clogged artery. Wrong place, wrong time for that fucking artery, I guess.
Right.
And the fact that he's a fucking massive vegan now has nothing to do with why he's super healthy these days.
Right.
Fucking idiots.
Although I don't think the vegan thing he needs to be. He just needs to
exercise. He just needs to control himself, yeah.
And eat a balanced diet.
He looks great. He looks weird though. Like, have you seen Kevin Smith lately? Yeah. He's like a rail thin toothpick man now.
Yeah.
Like, I guess having a heart attack will probably fucking knock the junk food right out of your hands, but not
for everybody.
Not me. It would make me double down. If I lived through it, I'd be like, why? Give me more cheeseburgers now. Could you leave a little of that behind so I can, I got to start from scratch? It's going to take me another 42 years.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's all I got on that. You got anything else? You got any other stories?
No.
You got anything else?
No.
Did you do anything else?
I mean, I'm sure I did, but I don't care.
Yeah. I went and got seafood yesterday.
Nobody else cares, I guess I should say.
Nobody cares about any of this, Colin. This is just for me. This is all just for me.
Just for you?
Yep. Just for me to ignore. I don't even listen to it anymore. Why would I? It's bad.
I don't know why.
Speaking of nobody listening, why hasn't anybody gone and fucking hassled Carl from Who Are These Podcasts to fucking review my podcast yet? Look, all I want is to be on that show so I can stop doing this show. I want him to just rip it apart and say why I shouldn't do it, and then I'll be like, Colin, this is why we shouldn't do the show.
Yeah, but
show
you know
anymore.
What he will do?
What?
Sound quality's really good.
No, now he's definitely going to shit on the sound quality because there's a fucking cat feeder going off. There's room noise. Like, you could probably hear the fridge buzzing the whole fucking time. I don't know, man.
I mean, for the most part. Dude, that fucking episode of Biggest Problem when Vito had Mr.
I didn't
Girl
even listen
on,
to
it's
it.
Fucking unlistenable.
That's
also,
what
Mr.
I heard.
Girl is uninteresting. Like, I don't understand. I don't get what he's all about. But he's like...
Yeah.
He's like super dry
and
has no emotion, but also doesn't say anything of note or hilarity.
Right.
Why?
I don't know.
Why is he there?
I don't.
And why is the sound quality so bad?
Didn't listen to it, Colin. Never will. Don't care about guest hosts.
Yeah. Guest hosts are terrible.
Let's see if we have any emails.
Unless they're like Asterios. I'd be all right with an Asterios.
I would listen. I would listen to Asterios and Vito agree
each
other.
So I have been listening. I'm still listening through the original Biggest Problem.
Yeah.
God damn, dude. Tom Phillips from GameObliterator.biz.
Yeah.
The fucking Asterios is. His games correspondent.
Yeah.
Fuck. Some of that shit was so goddamn funny. Anyway, it's just fucking great. I recommend that. Go if you want a podcast to entertain you, go find The Biggest Problem Uncucked.
Yeah, it's fucking good.
It's so fucking funny. And even though Maddox is a bit brain dead about things, he's still pretty funny in it.
Yes.
So, yeah, totally worth it.
All right, we got one email this week. If you would like to write in, the email address is theloudneighbors@outlook.com.
Is it Connor?
It's Connor. He says, "Don't worry, Trevor. James Webb just arrived at its destination orbit a few days ago, and we'll need to cool down and calibrate for a few months. We'll be getting data from it in June, so there will be plenty of time to talk about it."
You should bring me on the podcast so I can gush about the James Webb telescope. I'm like, dude.
I don't think he understands what we do here.
I don't either.
Is the James Webb telescope a dumb thing I can get mad about?
No, not really. It's kind of cool.
How am I supposed to be mad about that?
It's apparently got a really big lens.
A big lens?
Mirror, but it's like a bunch of...
Of course it's got a big mirror. I bet a woman designed it just to look at herself in.
It's a bunch of separate mirrors that like deploy out. They're like all hexagons.
Yeah.
So they all deploy out and make a really big single mirror. Pretty cool.
So it's like that old fucking like Egyptian heat ray.
Yes.
Where they fucking
the Archimedes.
Yeah.
Archimedes death ray or whatever.
Yeah. It's like that.
Yeah.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah.
Are we using it to destroy our targets in Russia?
No. Well, maybe. I don't know.
We should be. Otherwise, look, if I'm funding it with my tax dollars, it better be for the purpose of waging unending and pointless wars particularly in the Middle East, against people who can't really fight back.
I mean, they can, and they can win the wars because we're not actually there to fight wars.
Well,
we're there to fucking watch poppy fields and
I wouldn't so
oil
much
fields.
Say they won the war as much as we're like, yeah, you can have it back.
We certainly didn't fucking win the war in Afghanistan. We were there for 20 years and did nothing to diminish the fucking level of activity of fucking, not Al-Qaeda, but the Taliban. What a fucking waste of goddamn money. And then people will fucking still, in the future, something else happens. People are like, oh, gotta go take care of them terrorists. Why?
Look, there's an episode of SpongeBob where Plankton is trying to teach SpongeBob to be mean, and he like steals an ice cream cone.
I remember
and then
that
Plankton's
one?
Like, now let him have it. And SpongeBob goes, you can have it. That was us in Afghanistan.
God damn it. Except fucking except trillions of dollars in fucking 20 years.
Right.
And thousands of lives lost.
Well, whatever. You don't know that those people weren't going to die anyway.
I mean, they were. Everybody dies.
They probably had COVID.
Well, I wonder how many cases, like deaths in our war zones were attributed to COVID after that pandemic started.
Probably all of them.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, I'm sure all of them tested positive, so that's the same. Like, even just the gunshot wound was just a comorbidity.
Right. Oh, apparently masks don't work.
No, cloth masks don't work.
No.
Oh, all
you're
of them
required
now?
To wear N95 masks if you're at the hospital. They give them to you.
Yeah.
If you have a cloth mask, you wear it over that.
Okay.
But they're still limiting the amount of people that can go in there at one time.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Why? If the masks are fine, why does it matter how many fucking people come through here? You already have a limit. Why reduce it?
Look,
how does that make any sense?
Are you not trusting the science, Colin?
The science doesn't trust the science.
Give them a card that says, please
also,
don't ask.
Also, that's the other thing.
We're going to make business cards that says, please don't ask me to wear a mask unless it's, in parentheses, really medically necessary.
I don't understand.
If it's on a card, it defeats fucking medicine.
I'll repeat. I still don't understand the mask debate. Like, there's this whole line of thinking that's very conservative. Like, well, it says on the box it doesn't stop coronaviruses. Derp, derp, derp. Okay. I don't think you're fully comprehending.
Yeah.
Again, let's reiterate the purpose of the mask.
Yeah.
It's not to block diseases. It's to block your face fucking particles from going out 20 feet into the air. That's the only fucking reason you wear them. So when you cough, also I see a lot of people who sneeze and cough and pull the mask down to do it. I'm like, well, you just fucking completely misunderstood the point of the mask.
Oh, I understood the point of the mask, but I'm not going to have snot smeared all over my face to protect you assholes. Fuck you.
God damn it, dude. What the fuck?
I just don't care about human life.
Oh, I'm starting not to care about anything.
Yeah. Welcome aboard.
Fuck me. It's terrible.
Fuck this planet. I hope we get another pandemic.
But a better one?
I hope this time it does its job.
Yes. I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah.
I'm over it.
All right, then.
Done and over.
Is that it? We done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Loudneighbors.com, facebook.com/loudneighbors. Email us at theloudneighbors@outlook.com. Fucking get on our Facebook page and talk to Connor about the fucking James Webb telescope, because he really wants somebody who cares to talk about that with, and it's not me.